forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs around 90, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 70. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 94. Partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
And news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute released the baseline update for U.S. farm income for 2021. And the report shows that higher commodity prices are contributing to a sharp increase in U.S. farm income.
Different stories for different commodities. On the grain and oilseed side, you know, we are seeing very high prices for the crop that's being harvested right now. Expect those prices to, you know, to persist for most of this marketing year. But assuming we have normal crops here and around the world in 2022, and assuming we don't have some new major demand shock, we could be looking at lower prices for crops harvested in 2022 and future years. That's obviously negative on the farm income side. Hog prices are incredibly high in 2021, much higher than anybody might have anticipated a year ago, but those are expected to come back down to earth a bit in 2022 as well. On the other hand, cattle prices probably have some more strength in front of us. Demand has been very good for cattle and for beef.
That was Dr. Pat Westhoff, the Director of Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Shocker basketball has turned the page to a new era with head coach Paul Mills now at the helm. Coach Mills looks forward to continuing the winning tradition of Wichita State basketball and knows we have to do it together with your help. Join Shocker Nation in Charles Koch Arena for the 2023-24 season by purchasing your season tickets now. Call the Shocker Ticket Office at 316-978-FANS and join the fight for Wichita with head coach Paul Mills. That's 316-978-FANS.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
A new nationwide survey shows that some cities across the state of Kansas are ranked some of the best-run cities across the nation. As WIBW reports it, according to WalletHub.com, in the best and worst-run cities in America, the city of Topeka ranked 39th overall, ranking 106th for quality of services, 27th for total budget, 97th for financial stability, 86th for education, 113th for health care, 117th for safety, 89 for the economy, and 20th in the nation for pollution. The city of Wichita also came in as one of the top ones in the nation, coming in number 15 nationwide, ranking 123rd for quality of services, 8th for their budget per capita, 121st for education, 111th for health care, 131st for safety, 76th nationwide for the economy, and 118th for infrastructure and pollution. Overall, Kansas City, Missouri came in ranking 102nd nationwide, with Kansas City, Kansas ranking 139th. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska's Board of Regents have unanimously approved the appointment of a new chancellor for the university, with appointing Rodney D. Bennett as the 21st chancellor of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that he was the primary candidate for the chancellor of NU System just a month ago during the interview process and will assume the new role starting on July 1st, as he is set to succeed current chancellor Ronnie Green, who's retiring. Saying, quote, "I continue to be excited about the university's abilities. You set a new standard of excellence among flagship and land-grant institutions across our country and beyond. UNL is truly unique in building vibrant, economically competitive communities across Nebraska while preparing students to be successful in an evolving world in which they live and work. Bennett had previously held a role at Southern Mississippi, where he had various leadership positions at the University of Georgia, Winthrop University, and his alma mater, the Middle Tennessee State University.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington, we've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Homestead days in Beatrice continue through the weekend. Friday's family fun night at Beatrice High School beginning at 5:30 with fireworks to high school Friday at 9:45. Saturday, the Homestead Days parade begins 10 a.m., arts in the park at noon. An outdoor movie at the Charles Park, 218 North 5th Street, will show at 9. Car show Sunday, Chautauqua Park, begins at 8 a.m. during Homestead Days in Beatrice. A busy weekend Saturday with several community events planned. Frankfort continues the annual Summerfest tradition with a farmer's market opening at 8. Coed softball, a 5K fun run and walk starts at 8. Parade Saturday at 11. Cornhole tournament registration opens at 10:30 with a lunch at the care home. Inflatables operating noon till 4 with free swimming at the Frankfort City Pool Saturday from 1 to 6. Activities with vendors, a beer garden in the city park. Live music by Jake Rose at 5. Sons of the American Legion will host a smoked pork chop dinner at the park 5 until 8. Pedal pool begins at 6, and a street dance with the Johnny Woods Band at 8:30 will include fireworks at 9:30 in Frankfort Saturday. Angie Armstrong talks about the event.
You know, I think that Summerfest is a really fun event, and it's just a little bit different because all of our organizations are holding a piece of that puzzle for the event. So every organization has something different to offer, and we get to showcase all the good things that are going on in our small town. We hope to see everybody down in Frankfort on Saturday for Frankfort Summerfest.
Home City Fun Fest, which was postponed from April, will include a scavenger hunt Saturday for golf carts and ATVs leaving from the ballpark shelter house anytime, 10 to 2. A kickball tournament's planned, cornhole at 3. Face painting, a bounce house, and rock climbing wall will be offered 11 to 7, with karaoke at the ball field shelter at 7:30. Coolers welcome for a $10 charge with a beer garden open. Jessica Leese is among organizers for the family event.
So this is more of a family atmosphere event where things are all in one location there at the ball field playground facility that we have. And it's really just a day for family to be together, make memories, and just enjoy some time while supporting a great community fundraising event.
In Odell, the annual Community Day celebration Saturday will include sand volleyball, a free throw contest, plus 3-on-3 basketball at 1, sidewalk chalk at 4, an egg toss at 5, and a parade at 6. Redneck Olympics Saturday at 6:30, a pedal pull at 7, along with a bounce house and rock wall. A DJ downtown, plus fireworks at dark in Odell Saturday. Sunday afternoon, Sean Cole will perform with Dave Anderson at the Rice Lodge, 4 until 7 p.m. Brittany Kotis is excited for the event.
We always have a really fun day with the kids, but I do think this year what's going to be more fun than this year than any year is we've got a lot of the high school groups that are involved. In the last few years, you know, that really draws the parents and the families of the kids. And so it's really fun to get those high school kids involved into their community and doing things for their community for them to take on as they, you know, go to college, and, you know, maybe they'll eventually remember that and come back to this someday.
Blue Rapids Community Action Team is hosting a liver and onion as well as a ham dinner Saturday evening at 5 at the community center. That is open to the public. St. Mary's Catholic Church St. Benedict annual summer picnic is also Saturday evening with games and concessions. Fried chicken and ham dinner serves beginning at 5. Robert Bob Frazee of Summerfield passed away Wednesday. A celebration of life services planned Monday, 10:30 at Summerfield Community Center. Interment in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 4 until 6, at the Worry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Bob Frazee. Jonathan L. Esslinger, age 36, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, at the Berean Church in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jonathan Esslinger. Shirley M. Spangler, age 88, of Axtell, passed away June the 8th. A funeral service is planned July 1st, 10 a.m. at the Mission Covenant Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Axtell Endrith Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Spangler.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and lower 90s. Some scattered showers may continue overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible on Saturday, otherwise sunny and warmer with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25 and clearing up throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Staying sunny but breezy throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine on Monday as well with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies over Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. And more sunshine Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
You never want to be under a tree in a thunderstorm, and oak trees may be especially dangerous. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal natural balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 23rd, the 174th day of the year. June Carter Cash was born on this day. Before the oak, it draws the stroke. That's an old-time proverb that comes from the belief that oak trees are more likely than other trees to be hit by lightning. And it turns out there's good scientific basis to support the ancient lore. Risk factors will vary depending on a tree's height, soil conditions, and other factors, but oak trees have additional vulnerabilities. They have a higher moisture content than other trees. Plus, they have a deep central root that plunges straight down, making it a good conductor. The same qualities, though, also make oak trees better equipped to survive a lightning strike. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Mother Nature has a way of putting a dent in our plans, and sometimes those dents come in the form of hail. If you've had recent hail damage to gutters or garage doors, remember to call Blue Valley Door. They'll give you a free estimate to repair or replace your garage door. And if you have gutter damage, choose your new heavy-duty seamless gutters from a variety of colors. Local residential, commercial, and agricultural service. That's Blue Valley Door. They're here for you long after the storm is gone. Call 228-1276. Blue Valley Door, 1.5 miles west of Beatrice on Highway 4.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Not everyone can become a Lennox dealer, so you'll be glad to know when you buy a Lennox from Hanover Electric Incorporated, you not only get the best products in the business, you also get a tradition of experience in making sure your home is as comfortable as it can be. Because every independent Lennox dealer must pass the Lennox Quality Dealer Standards Program, the toughest test in the industry, and what it means is you get a dealer you could always count on. Lennox, one less thing to worry about.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort is your summer spot with free fountain drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the Royals were in action yesterday as they traveled to Tampa Bay to take on the Rays, and the Royals come out on top as they beat the Rays 6-5. Royals had 6 runs on 9 hits. Rays only have 5 runs on 10 hits. Now moves the Royals up to 21-54 on the season. News out of Colorado that new head coach Deion Sanders will need surgery on his left foot, but it will not have to be amputated. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs keep the awards rolling in as the Chiefs and quarterback Patrick Mahomes have been nominated for several awards at the 2023 ESPYs. Mahomes is up for Best Athlete in Men's Sports and Best NFL Player, while the Chiefs have been nominated for Best Team. This is Mahomes' second nomination for Best Athlete. That's a look at your Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyXFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today, only from Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyXFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire months ahead.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Jeremy Heim. Well, the NBA draft kicked off last night, and I think everybody was not surprised by the number one overall pick. He's out of France. That was Victor Wembanyama, as he goes in the first pick to the San Antonio Spurs. Everybody was keeping their eye on where Kansas's Grady Dick would go. He fell all the way down to 13 and went to the Toronto Raptors. So Grady Dick, former KU player, will be playing for the Toronto Raptors. College World Series was back in action last night as we saw LSU and Wake Forest go at it once again. But this time, whoever wins would move on to the College World Series. And LSU, after 11 innings, Tommy White hits a walk-off home run from pitcher Camden Menaki's first pitch, hits it out into the left field seats to give LSU a 2-0 win. LSU will now move on to play Florida in the best of three College World Series championship game. That's a look at your Mid-American Network Sports.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
He became one of the wealthiest men in a colony where he could not vote, hold office, or worship in public. Yet he was a man with a desire to form a government that would guarantee freedoms for all. His amazing story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
In 1688, Lord Baltimore appointed Charles Carroll the settler, Attorney General of the Colony of Maryland. Carroll became one of the most prominent men in the colony.
When he died in the 1720s, he was the richest man in Maryland, had most property. They actually owned something 25% of the property in Annapolis.
Hank Schaub shares the story of Carroll in Annapolis. Charles Carroll the settler had a son known as Charles Carroll of Annapolis. He in turn had an only son titled Charles Carroll of Carrollton. Because he was an only son and heir to much land and money, his family wanted to make sure he was well educated.
He was sent to France at an early age, about 11 years old, because there was no schooling really for Catholics in Maryland at that time.
He spent 16 years in France, returning to Maryland at 28. Maryland law prohibited Roman Catholics from holding political office, worshiping in public, voting, or practicing law from 1718 to 1774.
They did have a private little chapel in the particular Carroll House here where the people from Annapolis would gather and they could have their mass said there.
His father gave him 10,000 acres of land called Carrollton. He adopted the title of the land in his own name to set him apart from others named Charles Carroll. He was the wealthiest of landowners.
He also was Maryland's largest slaveholder at the time of the Revolution. He owned over 400 blacks.
We'll have the story of Carroll and the Revolution next time as we travel the countryside. In Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
Looking for beneficial plants that aren't fussy? Grow some wildflowers. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Wildflowers bring you pollinators for free and improve the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Have survived floods, drought, sandy soil, clay soil, and other extremes for millions of years. They're still around and offering tremendous assets to our ecosystems, including helping pollinators. Miriam Goldberger owns a wildflower farm in Canada and has written a book about the plant's benefits. She says from a scientific, ecological, and biological point of view, wildflowers are necessary for our native pollinators to survive. They provide the perfect pollen and nectar.
All the pollinators are evolutionarily linked together, the pollinators and the wildflowers, so that when you are only providing what they call alien plants, that is to say plants that aren't true wildflowers, to pollinators, you're essentially providing them low-grade nutrition or no nutrition.
Pollinators are attracted to familiar sights and scents, and while they're visiting wildflowers, they'll also pollinate your fruits and vegetables. Wildflowers are beneficial above ground, but they also improve what's under the dirt.
If you look at meadow ecosystems where the grasses have wide fibrous roots and the wildflowers have vertical roots that extend down into the soil, they function to do everything to improve the soil quality. And there's whole groups of wildflowers that thrive in pure clay soil called the clay busters. They break up soil, they add nutrients.
There are wildflowers to suit any soil type, and your garden doesn't have to look like a prairie to be beneficial. Showy plants such as blanket flower and coneflowers are stunning to see and loved by pollinators. Find the best wildflowers for your area at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY. Thomas Jefferson said something more than 250 years ago that still rings true today. Never spend money before you have it. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, some things never change. People have always wanted things they can't afford or don't need. And going into debt is one way to do it. But is it worth it? So here's what I do when I'm faced with that dilemma. I ask myself a few simple questions. Do I need it? Can I delay my purchase till I have enough money to buy it? If I do buy it with a credit card, what's the total cost, including interest? And is it a short-term decision I'm going to regret in the long run? The most important question I ask, am I honoring God with this financial decision? When your faith informs your financial decisions, you can live a more content, confident, and generous life. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
Grab your friends and family and join Jim's Carpet for this year's Homestead Days. The fun begins June 21st. Come out for a glimpse of the past and check the parade, food vendors, fireworks, car show, and so much more. From Jim's Carpet in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings. Nails by Tina invites you and your family to come share the magic of Homestead Days in Beatrice starting June 21st. Come learn the skills to complete daily pioneer jobs and more. Hope to see you there. Nails by Tina in Beatrice, where ear piercing, manicures, pedicures, and acrylic nails are our specialties. You deserve it.
Is supper still a thing on the farm? That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. When I was a kid on the farm, we ate breakfast, dinner, and supper. Today, the term supper is considered antiquated and only used in areas steeped in agricultural history, like the Midwest and the South. My wife, Maureen, grew up a city girl in Omaha, but
the midday meal was called dinner because both parents grew up on farms, and on a farm, your biggest meal was partway through the day so you could get through the rest of the day, as I understand it.
Which meant the evening meal was supper, for a while anyway.
I would be eating the evening meal at a friend's house and having the invitation be worded as, we'd like you to come for dinner. And if I know myself at all, my little kid head blew up at that point because it wasn't dinner. Dinner is what you had at school. So once I realized city kids called it dinner, I was all in. And it's always been dinner. Supper just got relegated to the recycle bin of words.
Maureen remembers the heartiness of the meal served when visiting a grandparent's farm.
I couldn't believe looking back that all my relatives weren't overweight, but they weren't because they worked it off.
At least breakfast is still breakfast. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Due to an influx in orders, Landall Company is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, welders, fabrication, material handlers, and painters. Attendance is rewarded with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work required hours. Landall's working overtime and offers competitive wages and a full line of benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shifts, all-inclusive insurance plan, paid time off and holidays, profit sharing, and a fuel allowance to drive to work. Apply online at Landall.com or call today. Landall Company, an equal opportunity employer, vets and disabilities, welcome.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Friday, June the 23rd. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Last week, the Federal Reserve decided to pause interest rate increases. Missouri Extension ag economist Ben Brown says that the Federal Reserve has done exactly what it said it was going to do.
The market and a lot of traders largely had, you know, priced in decreasing interest rates at the back end of this year. You know, the market had always kind of been wrong, even though the Federal Reserve had told them what they were going to do. And as a market economist, I don't say that very often. The market's never wrong is what we usually say. But this was a prime case where the Federal Reserve has done what it says it's going to do.
Now, most surprisingly, Brown says, the Federal Reserve last week said there would be two more rate increases over this year.
That's unique because normally the Federal Reserve comes out and says economic conditions continue to exist that would suggest increases in the future. So it's kind of broad. And the fact that they came out and said not one, but two interest rate hikes later this year, it signals to me that the Fed is very serious about not repeating the issues of the early 80s when the Federal Reserve eased too early and inflation came roaring back.
And now your humidity values throughout the state of Kansas on this Friday. Here's what we're looking at for later today, about 2 o'clock or so. You can expect humidity in really southwestern Kansas at 74%. Northwestern Kansas at 62%. Central Kansas at 57%. South Central Kansas at 57%. Kansas City or the eastern part of the state, 43%. And the north central part of the state, and you can expect your humidity around 67% in that part of the state. That's a look at your ag news on this Friday, June the 23rd. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/33 and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
We feed our livestock healthier diets than we feed ourselves. If you want to boost your nutrition and health, start eating like a pig on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Answers to human diet dilemmas might come from pigs, which are an excellent substitute for humans when studying nutrition. Pigs and humans have similar gastrointestinal systems, body composition, and nutritional requirements. Dr. Eric Berg is a professor of animal sciences at North Dakota State University and is using pigs to study American diets. He says the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN put together a report looking at protein quality in human diets. It found what swine producers already know. The focus isn't crude protein. Producers look at balancing the rations for amino acids.
That corn, that grain by itself isn't going to have a complete amino acid profile. So you bring beans in with it. You bring lentil or you bring pulses in with it. So that combination gives you the essential amino acids. So this group said that iron deficiency and essential amino acid deficiency are what's causing the majority of health and obesity problems around the world.
In Berg's study, one set of pigs were fed a typical human diet high in sugar. The results were telling.
They never gained any muscle on what the average American ate. Fat depth, they gained a lot of fat. By the end of the 3-month study, we're down below 35% muscle on what the chunky average American eats.
Some pigs lost their hair, developed acne, and brittle bones. Berg says they had to stop the study after 3 months because the stuff we eat was considered an inhumane diet. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about why Berg is telling us to eat like pigs at agriculture.com.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Friday. Here's what we're looking at right now. Grains are still down. Started that way early this morning, and they continue to be so. July corn down 27 and a quarter at 633 and a quarter. September corn, 583 and a half. That's down 33 and a half. Kansas City wheat for July, 856 and a quarter, down 14 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for September, 859 and three quarters. That's down 12 and three quarters currently. July oats sitting at 384 and three quarters. That's down 12 and a quarter. September oats down 13 at 396 and three quarters. July soybeans right now down 8 at 1492 and a quarter. Soybeans for August, 1402, down 16 and a quarter currently. Looking at cotton for July, 77.32 right now. That's down $1.97. October cotton, 79.39. That's down $2.40. Live cattle for June, down 35 cents at 177.30. Live cattle for August, down 32 and a half cents at 170.82 and a half. Feeder cattle for August, 234 and a nickel. That's up $3.37 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for September, 237.82 and a half. That's up $3.30. Oil on this Friday, right now, August crude at 68.92. That's down 60 cents. September crude, 69.07, down 56 cents. Taking a look at gold on this Friday. Gold for June, $19.32.50. That's up $19.80. Gold for August, $19.29. That's up $5.40. Silver for July, $22.35, down 11 cents. September silver, down 12 cents at $22.55. Wall Street currently still down. The Dow is down 134.
The Kia summer sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. A Russian attack on Ukraine at the beginning of June has created more difficulties for the country. K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonina Boyaka, discusses the impact that the dam Russia destroyed will have on agriculture in the region.
Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant is completely destroyed and cannot be renewed. Millions of gallons of water flooded banks of Dnipro River. Up to 80 settlements are in danger of direct flooding. Several thousand of houses are already under the water. The evacuation of civilians is continuing, and we already evacuated several thousands of people. And depending on the level of the water, it would be necessary to evacuate at least 16 up to 40,000 people.
The destruction takes away irrigation possibilities for producers and means they can't produce their grain and oil crops in that region.
Flooded territory will become completely unsuitable for agriculture. Irrigation system is destroyed. The disaster will stop the water supply of 31 field irrigation system in Dnipropetrovsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia region. Before the war in 2021, these systems provided irrigation for 584,000 hectares, from which we harvested about 4 million tons of grain and oil crops worth about $1.5 billion.
She shares the number of damages that have taken place in agriculture and the concerns it creates.
The total damage to the Ukrainian agriculture reached almost $9 billion, or more than 20% of its physical assets. Agricultural damages and losses continue to grow every day. And unfortunately, Ukrainian farmers driving nearly to bankruptcy and substantially depressing this and the next season agricultural output, therefore increasing concern about global food security.
That was K-State Associate in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Antonina Boyaka, with an update on conditions in Ukraine. Hear her full update on the Black Sea region by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
Use something free. Stop by CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort every Friday for a free 32-ounce fountain drink with the purchase of 8 or more gallons of fuel.
So much classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.